Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Catalina with the evening news. The headlines. Fourth Nagaland Finance Commission submits Part 1 report on urban local bodies. SCERT and BSC partner with Lend a Hand India to boost skill education in schools. BJP names Tau Chair I. Imchan as candidate for Corydon by election. And Dimapur Police issues precautionary advisory for travellers to Assam during elections. Now the news in detail. Members of the 4th Nagaland Finance Commission have submitted Part 1 of their report on urban local bodies today. This was announced by Chief Minister Nipiu Rio through a post in X. Chief Minister Rio said the report will serve as a guiding document for strengthening urban governance, improving service delivery across the states, towns and cities, and enhancing financial autonomy of local bodies. Skill education in Nagaland school system received a major boost with the signing of two Memoranda of Understanding MOUs between the State Council of Educational Research and Training, SCERT, the Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, and Lend a Hand India today. The collaboration with SCERT aims to introduce the Kaushal Bodh textbook for students in classes 6 to 8, promoting early exposure to practical, hands-on learning. Meanwhile, the parallel MOU with the NBSE focuses on enhancing skill assessment and certification systems for students in class 9 to 12. Lend a Hand India, which works at the intersection of education and livelihoods, partners with state governments to integrate vocational education into mainstream schooling, including setting up of vocational labs, training educators, facilitating internships, and strengthening assessment and certification systems. The Bharatiya Janata Party, BJP, has announced Tau Chair I. Imchan as its candidature for the by-election to Corydon Assembly constituency under Mokokchun district. The decision was taken at a meeting of the party's Central Election Committee held yesterday, chaired by Party National President Nitin Navin and attended by senior leaders including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Home Minister Amit Shah along with other committee members. The nomination of Tau Chair I. Imchan signals the BJP's bid to retain the constituency. Tau Chair I. Imchan is the son of Imkong L. Imchan, a veteran Nagaland politician who represented the seat for nearly 25 years and was serving as a BJP legislator in the PDA government at the time of his death. Meanwhile, the party ticket was also officially handed to Tau Chair I. Imchan today in the presence of state officials, PDA alliance partners, the district president of NPF, BJP district officials, party karyakartas and well-wishers. General Observer Dr. Niraj Shukla today reviewed preparations and security arrangements for the forthcoming by-election to the 28th Corydon Assembly constituency. Deputy Commissioner Ajit Kumar Verma briefed on the election machinery, while Senior Superintendent of Police Vesupra Gyazo outlined measures to ensure law and order during polling. Key officials, including sector magistrates, flying squad members, and media monitoring teams, attended the review. In view of the enforcement of the Model Code of Conduct during ongoing election in Assam, the Dimapur Police has advised citizens travelling to the state to remain vigilant and comply with election-related rules to avoid legal complications. The advisory, issued by the Deputy Commissioner of Police, Crime, Dimapur, comes as law enforcement agencies and election authorities have intensified checks at interstate borders and strategic locations to ensure free, fair, and transparent elections. The official noted that many otherwise law-abiding travelers have faced difficulties due to lack of awareness about restrictions during the election period. We have a report.
Precautionary measure. Dimapur Police has advised travelers to avoid carrying excess cash and to ensure proper documentation for valuables such as gold or silver. The police also cautioned against carrying political materials without authorization and urged the public to cooperate during vehicle checks. Additionally, carrying arms or ammunition without a valid license and necessary permissions is strictly prohibited. Karhur Akashvani News, Kohima.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts @NAIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. A state-level workshop on strengthening animal welfare was organized by the Nagaland Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services in Kohima today, bringing together government agencies, urban local bodies, civil society organizations, and experts on a common platform. Speaking at the program as special guest, Advisor for Urban Development and Municipal Affairs Jalio Rio emphasized that animal welfare should not be viewed in isolation, stating that it is equally linked to human welfare. The advisor highlighted the need for designated areas for meat sale and improved slaughtering practices, pointing out that these measures are vital for both animal welfare and public health.
Go back to your respective buildings with the municipal council, town council. Definitely, in addition to your other normal works, providing services to your citizens, you have to also conduct a separate workshop on the animal welfare, on livestock production, and on how to regulate even the slaughtering of animals, selling of meat in an organized way in identified areas.
Mr. Rio further announced that an abattoir machine will be commissioned in Kohima within the next 1 month to streamline slaughtering processes. Advisor of Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Services, Kajeto Kinimi, called on farmers and youth to take up livestock and dairy farming, noting that improved veterinary care, better breeding practices, and modern technology can generate sustainable employment and enhance production. The day-long workshop deliberated on the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Act 1960 and discussed the roles and challenges in promoting animal welfare in Nagaland. Deputy Commissioner of Tsumukedima, Paulan John, has reassured the public that there is sufficient availability of LPG and POL, petroleum, oil and lubricants products, across all outlets in the district. In a public advisory, the DC emphasized that there is no need for panic buying or hoarding, as the district administration is closely coordinating with oil marketing companies and distributors to regularly monitor stock and ensure steady availability. Residents have been urged not to believe or circulate unfounded rumors regarding fuel shortages. Mr. Paulan further warned that strict action will be taken against any individual or entity found hoarding LPG or POL products or selling them at exorbitant rates in accordance with the relevant provisions of law. And the State Art and Culture Department has announced that nominations are now open for the Governor's Award for Distinction in the Fields of Art, Music and Literature for the year 2026. According to an official notification, nominations must be submitted in accordance with the prescribed guidelines and procedures laid down by the department. Applicants are required to duly fill in the personal information form as part of the submission process. In addition, 6 copies of the recommendation or citation, each duly signed by the recommending authority, must be submitted along with the application. The department also informed that all required documents should reach the designated office on or before 5th of May. The recipients of the award will be announced on the occasion of Independence Day 2026. To end the news, the headlines here again. 4th Nagaland Finance Commission submits Part 1 report on urban local bodies. SCERT, NBSE partner with Lend a Hand India to boost skill education in schools. BJP names Tau Chair I. Imchan as candidate for Koridang by-election. And Dimapur Police issues precautionary advisory for travellers to Assam during elections. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.